Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and tonight on Hercules and the Space Gods, I am honored to bring you the Worldwide Religion of Love with Michael and Diane Duncan, and of course, as guest, Nicholas Curto. Greetings and welcome, Michael and Diane. How are you?
Just great. We are fine. And Michael is here, and I'm so thankful that he is. This is a event that we have been waiting for, and Michael planned his vacation to be able to do this show and to do
wow.
Nick tomorrow night. So this is really a wonderful thing. This is something that has not happened for 247 years, this event. Not the big event, the coronation, but the idea that Pluto now has entered Aquarius yesterday at 5:13 a.m. in the morning. Now, that's our time. Of course, if you look in the books, some books are going to have different times depending on where you are. So we do have the first stage, the very beginning, the itsy-bitsy beginning of light and life described in our most wonderful authoritative Urantia book. And Nick is going to give us some insight into that a little bit later with Michael. But tonight at 7 o'clock, and I have about 7:01 or 7:02 on my watch, the coronation of the new king and queen of our earth and solar system is beginning. This is Hyperion and Thea taking over at 7 p.m. California time. Not you
Which
guys.
Is right now.
Right now on March 24th, 2023. And like I say, this has not occurred for 247 years that Pluto has entered into an Aquarius constellation. So the coronation, the location is in paradise. The gods are gathered, the celestials, the musicians are playing. And in honor of this special event, Michael has composed quite a few songs. They've just been reeling off one by one by one by one for this new regal pair of celestials. And we want to tell everyone about Thea and about Hyperion, but we want to hear the songs first, or at least, are you doing one or two?
Doing one right now.
One right now, and then we'll talk to Nick, and then Michael will give us more information about this wonderful event of beginning light and life and a new regal pair for our world and solar system.
Okay, first I want to say thank you so much, Hercules and Nick, for being here. And for everyone listening, we just want to wish you lots of love and light. This is the sixth revelation. That's the name of our ministry. And, of course, as Hercules announced, our show is called The Worldwide Religion of Love, sponsored by Zeus and Hera, also known as the Local Universe Father and Local Universe Mother. So this whole plan is theirs. And as Diane announced, Hyperion and Thea will be taking over as our planetary rulers and their offspring, which we'll get into later, as rulers of the solar system. I'd like to just ring the chime here really quickly, so if we could just take a moment and think of our new celestial pair taking over, Hyperion and Thea. And the song is called Hyperion and Thea. Hail, hail, Hyperion and Thea.
Hyperion and Thea, Greek names for eternal sun gods. Thea, goddess of all shining things in heaven and on earth. Hyperion, radiant sun god of hundreds of solar systems throughout the vast universe, father of Helios and many other sun gods and goddesses. As of March 24, 2023, Hyperion and Thea began their rulership of our planet Earth following the reign of Dionysus and Persephone, co-sovereigns of this planet for the past 60,000 years. Together, Hyperion and Theia will transform this dark star into Freedom Star, thus ushering in a new era of light and life for our planet and for all of humanity. Hail, Hyperion and Theia!
Okay, were you able to hear the words?
Yes.
Fantastic. So here we are, friends, right now at the at 0 degrees of light and life, the beginnings of light and life. The Pluto, the dwarf planet Pluto, is moving in and has actually moved in because it's near 0 degrees. Of Aquarius, moving out of Capricorn. We just had Pluto in Capricorn for quite a while, since 2008, a time of real testing, real challenge for humanity. But now we're moving into Pluto's moving into Aquarius, which sets up a whole new ball game for us. So we're told that it's the beginnings of light and life, as you read in the Urantia book. And we may have some friends here listening from the Urantia Book community. So if you're here, we welcome you. Thank you so much for being here. It's a glorious time now. The celestials have come in a more advanced way to help us move into light and life. And eventually, we're told, in 2043, when Pluto moves into Pisces, then we'll have a new age of enlightenment, a new golden age on Earth called the Age of Pisces. But now we are in the Age of Aquarius. And here is Nick Curto, our wonderful friend, to give us a little bit more insight on what the Urantia book says regarding light and life on our planet. Hey, Nick. Nice to see you.
Hey, Michael and Diane, you're so loved, certainly by me and many others. Thank you so much for having me on your program. It's an honor. And,
sure.
You know, when I first heard the expression light and life, when I first found the Arantia book, or probably more likely the Arantia book found me, the words light and life immediately just gave me this exuberating feeling, this feeling that sign me up. This is good stuff. I really felt that. And of course, then when you're reading the book and you understand what life and life is referring to, it's just mind blowing. So, also, just before we get into that, a quick note for our producer, Hercules. Michael's song was coming in and out. It was very clear and good, and then it would fade back and would be going back and forth like that for the entire song, at least from here in New York where I am. That's how it sounded. I don't know if there's anything that can be done technically if Michael's going to do a second song, but I just wanted to say that.
The song, I did not have files for the song, so they weren't being played through the board. They were being played over the telephone.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That might have a lot to do with that then. Okay.
Of course.
So light in life, I have some right from the Arantia book and some very interesting things that are uncovered about this wonderful expression. Light in life is the goal of all mortal inhabited worlds of the universe. And of course, mortal, that word mortal, means living things, especially people. Unable to continue living forever, having to eventually die. So mortal, that's what that means. A light in life is the final evolutionary attainment of the world of time and space. The Arantia book says light in life is, and here, this is interesting, one language, one religion, and one race prevails. Wow, that really grabbed me. One language, okay. One religion, I really can understand that because, as you know, our history on our planet, some of the worst wars ever fought were factors of one religion's beliefs against another. And that continues to this very day. So I totally get what that said. And one race prevails, again. How interesting that was. That absolutely stopped me. Mm-hmm. Another thing, a light in life is refreshingly simple, it says. How about that, guys?
I like that. I really like that, Nick.
Yeah, me too. A simpler life, considering what we're doing now, and we seem to be on a treadmill, and there's never enough time to do half of what we really want to do. So I like that a lot. Another one is light in life is many exemptions from death. So now that was interesting. It didn't say all. It said many are exempted from death. So perhaps some are in route to that, but haven't achieved it yet, but others have.
Yeah,
light
in
life is,
yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I know that they mentioned in the Arantia book that a number of souls will be translated.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, interesting.
That, you know, they'll have the flash of translation, you know, in the Arantia temples, and the, you know, the loved ones will come see them translated, you know.
Oh, okay. Another one, light in life is a heaven on earth. Sign us all up for that. Can you imagine? So they're saying that on our planet, that is very possible. That's what we're en route for. Light in life is the economics has become ethical. How interesting is that? Honesty when it comes to that subject. Total honesty. Light in life is the mastery of truth, beauty, and goodness.
Yes.
Wow. Again, sign us up for that one too. Light in life is the end of idleness, friction, poverty, social inequality, and genderization. So all the things that are hurting every society throughout the world, that's ending. All those things are ending. They won't be here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Light in life is the life carriers serve advisory in advisory capacity. And here's another one that's interesting. Light in life is 1,000 years or more.
Right. Yeah.
Another one, light in life is many exempted from death. Light in life is life expansion of nearly 500 years.
Oh.
Light in life, yeah. Light in life is ready for the circuits. Now, I believe what that's talking about is right now we are not, we being our planet, is not in the circuits of our universe. So we're not getting communication that other beings are. We haven't been allowed yet until we get more, I guess, smart, more spiritual to be allowed to be in the circuits. And so that's what it's saying. Light in life is ready to be in the circuits.
Right.
Here's a few more. Light in life is the natural resources, and here it is, are socially responsible and community property. Community property for natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Also,
yes.
Government...
Well, wanted to say that Maitreya, the magisterial mission sovereign, you know, that's his whole deal is sharing. Everyone's sharing, so there's enough for everybody.
Exactly. Like right now, it's, what was it, 0.5% or something, own most of everything in this planet, which is brutal. And
yes,
you know, as you know,
exactly.
How that works. What could possibly go wrong, right? What could possibly go wrong with something like that?
That is,
well, how about the word everything? You know?
Yeah, everything.
So that's what it's saying. That's right here in black and white. A couple more, and then I'll be finished with the list. A light in life is the government financed by tithing. Now, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So that if you approve of the government that is being ruled, hopefully a fair government, then you can appreciate that government by giving something that you want to give, by tithing.
Right.
As opposed to being taxed out of your mind and not liking what the government is spending the money for. So another one, that really is way up there in my view. A couple more. A light in life is total peace prevails.
Mm.
Wow. Total peace prevails.
Yeah.
A couple more. A light in life is sexual equality.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, of course, said that men and women are equal and should be treated as such.
Excellent.
And so here we go again. So anyhow, that's the list.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Nick. And, you know, as Diane mentioned, you know, one of the aspects of our ministry, which we call the Sixth Revelation, is, you know, articulating what Lord Maitreya is working on at this time. We announced a number of years ago, and of course, thank you, Hercules, for allowing us to do this on your, you know, your platform here on a radio program. In 2006, we announced that on March 20th, 2017, that Lord Maitreya was a magisterial son, a paradise magisterial son, performing a magisterial mission on Earth. And he is also known has been known for thousands of years in the Oriental tradition as the Buddha to come, the fifth Buddha, whereas Gautama was the fourth Buddha, that Lord Maitreya is the fifth Buddha. And then, of course, you know, one of our you know, we're members of Maitreya Great Tao, and they talk about Lord Maitreya, and when he comes as the fifth Buddha, he will help the earth to attain much of what you just listed, Nick, in, you know, in Enlightened Life, that, you know, there will be prosperity for everyone. Everyone will be sharing. No one will want of anything. Everything will be provided by beneficent rulers, and there will be peace, absolutely peace. So one aspect of this celestial thrust at this time, which is involved with this coronation of Hyperion and Theia, and also you know, the worldwide religion of love with Gabriel and Aphrodite, is Lord Maitreya's mission, 50-year magisterial mission, which began in 2017. So we're on the bandwagon. We're on the hopeful bandwagon.
Oh, of course.
But we're told specifically, and that's what we're announcing tonight, that the age of Aquarius is beginning today, 0 degrees light and life. So we'll see a lot of changes to get to that stage, you know. But I guess we just have to be patient and hopeful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We like good news. We like good news. We wait for good news. Good news has not been coming our way as a nation and as a world in recent memory. So what this revelation is saying, it couldn't be any more joyful, couldn't be any more needed than right now.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, too, Nick, some hopeful news for America. Hold on just a sec, Diana. Some really good news for America, for the United States of America, is that when Pluto, the last time Pluto was in the constellation of Aquarius, as it is going in today, 247 years ago, was when was at the beginnings of America, of the United States of America, with the Declaration of Independence. So here we are. Yeah, here we are back in now. We're back in Aquarius,
right.
The Pluto's in Aquarius, as it was then. So I don't know if we'll see a new American Revolution like they had at that time, but certainly I think, Nick, there are going to be some wonderful changes and some wonderful things happening in the U.S., and of course, U.S. is a global leader, you know.
We do need those changes, never more than right now. And as you know, the news that's been coming down the pike in recent memory has been very, very troubling. I've even thought of my parents in the 1940s when I was born and what they had to deal with Hitler and the war and the threats that were going on and how horrible that time was to live through. And here we are with a threat of nuclear war. I haven't had anything near that news in many years, and now here we are listening day by day to what's going on that level, and that's just one example of some really very heavy stuff going on that we're all trying to somehow get through. And so anyhow, we need good news, and this couldn't be coming at a more appropriate moment.
Well, and you know, they always talk about, they thought the age of Aquarius began in the 60s, you know, with the hippies and everything, but we're saying that the true age of Aquarius begins today, right now, and we have new planetary rulers, Hyperion and Theia, and I think it's going to be everything we just talked about with your list of light and life and with Lord Maitreya and what we think of as the age of Aquarius. Harmony, understanding, sympathy, trust abounding, you know, like the song Aquarius. So I think this is going to be a great age. It's 0 degrees, so it's at the beginning. It's at the beginning. But,
well, it hasn't happened for 247 years. This is a historic moment. 247 years we've gone through to come to this moment. So it's really exciting.
Yeah. All right. So did you have anything else, Nick, that you wanted to express with Light and Life?
I know you have a very, very loaded show tonight with so many things going on, but I do have a little bit of a paragraph from the Arantia book. If there's time for that, I'll read it.
Please.
But if not, we can probably do it.
Oh,
by the way, just to tell our listeners that tomorrow night on my podcast for the Arantia book. You are my featured guest.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, so looking
we'll
forward
there.
Very much to that. And we can extend what we're talking about more on my program starting at 9 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time.
We'll be there.
6 o'clock Pacific, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
All right, please.
Do you want me to read the other paragraph now? Or?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh,
yes,
right
sir.
Now.
Oh, you do? Oh.
Yes,
oh, okay. I wasn't sure you have the time. All right. This one paragraph. None of us entertain the satisfactory concept of what will happen when the grand universe, the 7 super universes as dependent on Havana, become entirely settled in light and life. That event will undoubtedly be the most profound occurrence in the annals of entity since the appearance of the central universe. There are those who hold that the Supreme Being himself will emerge from the Havana mystery enshrouded his spirit person and will become residential in the headquarters of the 7 superuniverses as the almighty and experimental sovereign of the perfected creations of time and space. Wow.
Thank you.
That's it right there.
Yeah.
And then on to higher and higher levels. Well,
amen.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you very much, Nick. And, of course, our the Urantia Book readers who are listening tonight will certainly know that, you know, you have planets that attain light and life. You have groups of planets. You have local systems that attain light and life, constellations, you know, local universes, so on and so forth, super universes. Well, we're so happy to announce that light and life is beginning on our planet, this planet Earth, also known as Urantia, in the Urantia book. Today, yesterday at 5:13, March 23rd, 2023, and today in the United States, March 24th, 2023. And we're very happy to announce, and Urantia book readers will know this, name that I speak. Our new planetary rulers who will take over leadership of our planet today are known as Hyperion and Theia in the Greek. We have made a parallel. Our parallel is that we believe that Hyperion is none other than Machiaventa Melchizedek and his divine consort, not named in the Urantia book, but we believe it to be Theia. As mentioned earlier in this paper that I've written, Machiaventa Melchizedek's name in the Greek pantheon is Hyperion, and together they will usher in a new era of light and life on our planet. The installation of Hyperion, also known as Machiaventa Melchizedek, and his divine consort Theia, and the beginning of light and life on our planet coincides with the age of Aquarius. And as we've mentioned, Aquarius is now moved out of Capricorn into the constellation, Pluto. Pluto has moved out of Capricorn into the constellation of Aquarius. And I'd like to read an excerpt in the Urantia book which kind of highlights this event that we're talking about. Regarding the first or planetary stage of light and life, the Urantia book states, when such an era is attained on your world, no doubt Machiaventa Melchizedek, now the vicegerent planetary prince of Urantia, will occupy the seat of the planetary sovereign, and it has long been conjectured on Jerusalem that he will be accompanied by a son and daughter of the Urantia Adam and Eve, who are now held on Edentia as wards of the Most Highs of Norlashadek. I just want to read that one beginning sentence once again. When such an era is attained on your world, no doubt Machiaventa Melchizedek, now the vicegerent planetary prince of Urantia, will occupy the seat of planetary sovereign. And that's what we're saying is happening today. His name is Hyperion in the Greek. In section 10 of paper 93 in the Urantia book, titled Present Status of Machiavent and Melchizedek, the Urantia book states, recent rulings handed down from the Most Highs of Edentia and later confirmed by the Ancients of Days of Uversa strongly suggest that this bestowal Melchizedek is destined to take the place of the fallen planetary prince Caligastia. If our conjectures in this respect are correct, it is altogether possible that Machiavent and Melchizedek may again appear in person on Urantia and in some modified manner resume the role of the dethroned planetary prince, or else appear on Earth to function as vicegerent planetary prince representing Christ Michael, who now actually holds the title of planetary prince of Urantia. While it is far from clear to us as to what Machiavent's destiny may be, nevertheless, events which have so recently taken place strongly suggest that the foregoing conjectures are probably not far from the truth. So the Urantia book is saying Machiavent and Melchizedek at some stage of light and life possibly could be taking over as planetary prince. And that's what we're saying is happening today. Hyperion and Theia will be taking over from Dionysus and Persephone in the Greek, who have been in charge of our planet for the past 60,000 years. And that's from the sixth revelation, not necessarily from the Urantia book, but that's what we are saying, information that we are getting. And Persephone is the goddess of the underworld, and Dionysus as well.
Caligastia.
Tell them.
Yes, Persephone is Caligastia in the Urantia book, the queen of the underworld, and she is leaving. She's leaving that post of being the queen there, but we will not lose her for long.
And another little nugget that Dionysus is the system sovereign Lanaforge,
yes,
who took over from Lucifer.
In the Urantia book,
yeah.
Yes.
So Hyperion and Theia will be taking over from Dionysus, Lanaforge, and Persephone, Caligastia, who have been in charge of our planet for the past 60,000 years. And in addition to the coronation of Hyperion and Theia as our new planetary rulers, their son and daughter Helios and Selene will be taking over the rulership of our solar system. So their son and daughter, Helios and Selene, the son and daughter of Hyperion and Theia, we are told that they are taking over the rulership of our solar system.
Well, also, they will be the new sun and the new moon from Diana and Apollo. And Apollo, we have been saying farewell to. And that has been kind of a sad thing, but not that he's leaving our enjoyment of his company, but that he will not be the king of the sun any longer, and Diana will not be the moon goddess any longer.
Thank you. And we're told that the coronation of Helios and Selene as our solar system rulers will be on May 23rd, 2023.
Mm-hmm. Next month, the next program, we hope, so we can announce that and talk about it.
April's next month.
It'll be May. Well, yeah. They'll be starting, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So just a little background there, guys, and then just wanted to just reiterate that one of the purposes of Lord Maitreya's mission is to help us prepare for light and life. And that we announced that a number of years before 2017, that he would have a magisterial mission on March 20th, 2017. So we just wanted to take a minute here to give just a little bit of background on this worldwide religion of love. And it's interesting that, Nick, that you said that there would be one religion. Well, what we're saying here is that Gabriel, who is also known as Hephaestus in the Greek, and Gabriel is the firstborn of our local universe, Father and Mother, that he and Aphrodite are sponsoring, and of course Aphrodite is also known as Mother Venus, that they are sponsoring the worldwide religion of love on our planet at this time, which began March 20th, 2020, that they are giving us and helping us to achieve a personal religion. So it's not necessarily a religion per se, but a personal religion where they are appealing to each person for their own individual spiritual development, the opening of their hearts to receive more love, more divine love, and the opening of their minds to receive more divine truth, so that with Lord Maitreya's help, Aphrodite and Gabriel can help us move into this new era of light and life, basically. So it's kind of a team effort, really, with the Celestials. They're appealing to each person to, you know, to uplift us, to help us be better, and to attain this light and life personally. But they're also transforming our Earth at the same time, and we're not exactly sure to what extent they're transforming the Earth, but they're doing both at the same time.
They're saying that, in two things, actually, they've told us. We have Poseidon, or Neptune, is telling us that he is giving more light, a little tiny bit more light to the Earth every day, a little tiny bit, and that also they are going to increase the vibration of the Earth at some point, and that would certainly change everything about our material universe. So vibration and increasing a little bit more light.
The light.
Those were the two things. We've had several meetings, team meetings, out in the backyard in the temple with Thea and Hyperion, and that they were glorious, but they were during the summers, and it's been a long time now since we've talked to them. So I'm not sure what exactly is going to happen now. We are due to have a new meeting very soon. But the meetings out in the backyard, they're up on our YouTube, and it does give you an idea of what's coming and how to view other people in this next epoch of time.
Yeah, I know that Thea did say that to look at each person as a light bearer.
Yes, as a stream of light coming from them rather than just the physical appearance, to try and view people a little differently.
But yet there's more good news, guys, because not only do we have Lord Maitreya helping us, we have Gabriel and Aphrodite helping us, and many other celestials, angels. We also have the promise that the local universe father, Michael of Nebadon, our local universe father, that he will be coming to us.
Yes.
I know we feel him personally, because he's our first father in God the Sevenfold. He's our nearest father, our nearest God. But he is going to reestablish his presence as our God. As Nick was alluding to, you know, we've had some bad news lately, you know, on our planet, and of course we've had an ever increasing movement away from God, you know, with secularism really overtaking a lot of the United States and Europe and everything in the past 20 so years. But we're told that on April 13th, 2026, that our local universe father, also known as Michael of Nebadon in the Arantia book, and also known as Zeus, like we've mentioned in the Greek, he will be appearing to each person on Earth in the spirit. He will come to proclaim to all the world that he is God. He will be reestablishing his presence to all of us with the visit, and his message to us, in however each person receives it, will be something to the effect of, go and sin no more.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I know, as Hercules and Nick, you know, I know this is possible, that he can appear and that he can talk to you, because he does to me. And if I know that he does to me, I know that he can do this to anyone and everyone. So I know this can happen.
All right, so we're going to have our second song here. And Nick, I hope you can hear it. I might sing along with it a little bit, just so you know, you can get the... so it doesn't go in and out. But this next song,
before you
that
start,
I've written...
in the future,
oh, yes, please,
Michael,
please, please.
If you can email me a link to the file, I could play it through the board, and it'll be a lot clearer.
Okay.
Yeah, part of the reason, Hercules, is Michael's been on vacation, and these songs have been flooding through. He has written 7 songs in the last 4 days. And therefore, there's been no time to do anything. He's just recorded them, and here they are. I don't know where this came from, this inspiration, but he has... How many songs have you written this week since you've been on vacation?
Well, you said about 7.
Yeah, 7.
I've recorded about 3 or 4 of them.
Yes, so they haven't even been really hardly even, we don't even know them hardly, they've just come.
But the Hail Hyperion and Thea song, Hercules, I wrote that about a year ago or so, because we knew this event was coming, so, you know, I kind of wrote it for that. But
well, it's developing, but he's finally got it together.
All right, well, this song is called What If Everyone? And it basically goes, what if everyone expressed love the way that God does, with consistency and repleteness, completely ingenious? What a wonderful world this would be. What if everyone replaced hate with loving kindness, with compassion and sweetness, a sharing of graciousness? What a wonderful world this would be. To all lovers of God and one another, feel the power of love. When everyone loves God and one another, that will be the moment of true love's fulfillment. What a wonderful world this will be, and it will be, and it could be right now. This is What If Everyone.
When everyone
Right now.
Yes, it could be. That's true. That's very, very true.
All right. So was the reception a little better on that one?
Yes, it was.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Okay. So I guess here we are then at 0 degrees, age of Aquarius, light and life. And our sole purpose tonight and in our ministry is to just basically articulate what they're telling us and what we're getting about their renewed efforts to really upstep humanity. The Urantia Book community has a little section of the Urantia Book community has a group of people that are called the Teaching Mission. And the teaching mission, they talk about a magisterial mission. They talk about a paradise son coming to help humanity, to kind of correct humanity's behavior. They call it the correcting time. We have a lot of wonderful friends who, you know, are working on that particular level and that particular project. Some of our really good friends. We're not necessarily in the teaching mission ourselves, although we do recognize this particular event as something that actually is happening at this time. So the correcting time of Lord Maitreya and the Worldwide Religion of Love is correcting us, getting us back on the course to light and life. So, you know, a lot of people would say, oh, gosh, you know, look at the world today and look at everything that's going on. It doesn't really seem like light and life. You know what I mean?
We're just 0 degrees. We just came in yesterday.
So we're just saying it's 0 degrees, basically, and that there's a renewed effort by the Celestials to really give us an oomph at this time. So that's a lot of what our ministry is. It's a hopeful message, and it's a message that you can read about and explore in the Urantia Book. You know, it may be a little different here and there regarding how the Celestials are doing it, because they're in real time also. They're in an evolving supreme being type of situation, you know, where everything's evolving and everything's real time. And humans have input, and humans have their activities. So, but anyway, it's a hopeful message, and it's good. It's heading toward light and life. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Yeah. So I assume that Hyperion and Thea have had their coronation.
Yes.
At this time.
Oh, it's not over.
Not quite.
No, of course not. No, it's not.
Okay.
But we are partaking as best we can here on the earth,
yeah,
and to share with them. And I have done a painting for Michael. He wanted a painting of Hyperia and Thea, and I have done that. I've done the drawing. Actually, the painting isn't finished, but I have finished the drawing at least. So I will send that out to Nick and to Hercules.
Thank you.
A new drawing of them. And I hope that
what
they'll
were you
enjoy
say?
It.
Oh,
yes?
Were you going to say something?
Hercules?
I'm here. Okay. Yes, I put an announcement up. Let me try to find it. I emailed it to all of you. As per the sixth revelation of the Urantia Book and the Worldwide Religion of Love, the Titans Hyperion and Thea now rule our planet, and the true Aquarian Age has finally dawned, ushering in a new age of love and light. Put some old, like parchmenty-looking explanations of Hyperion and Thea.
Thank you so much for doing
that. Thank you, Hercules. Really appreciate
that. They are eternal gods, of course, being the brother of Iapetus and Cronus and some of the other children of Uranus and Gaia or Theia.
Right, so finally we have our final song here, and it's called Let Love Light the Way, and it's just basically love, like you say, light and love, Hercules. Light and love is the message, and light and love is the whole plan for humanity going forward. This one is called Let Love Light the Way.
And we will send you a copy of the CDs when they are done, but he just wrote this.
Thank you.
Let love
That one came through a little scratchy, Michael, just so you know.
Oh, a little scratchy. Okay, all right.
like I say, just wrote it just this week.
Yeah, so we'll send you all those, Hercules,
yeah.
And you put those on. Okay, well, here we are. Hercules, thank you very much. We're at the end of the program here. We'd just like to have Nick in just a minute give his contact information, and we'll be on Nick's show tomorrow, as he announced. But you can see all of our videos. We have over 100 videos on our YouTube channel. It's called Michael and Diane Duncan. We have Maitreya messages, and we have team meetings that we've had with celestial friends, and they've talked about all of this that we've talked about. And then if you'd like to listen to our song albums, we have 5 albums on Amazon Music, on iTunes, Spotify, other major download and streaming sites. Just type in Reverend Michael Duncan, and you can check those out. And then our email, if you'd like to contact us. I know there's a lot of information we gave you tonight. Some of it may seem a little far out or what have you, but if you'd like to email us, we can try to explain things a little bit more. Try to help you understand where we're coming from. And that is michaelduncan1@hotmail.com. It's Michael, D-U-N-K-I-N, 1@hotmail.com. And Nick, are you there?
Oh, yes, very much. I've been here the whole time.
All right. Well, thank you, Nick, for being such a wonderful guest. Is there anything else you'd like to say before you give us our give us your contact info?
I'd just like to say, Michael, I so enjoy your songs and your voice, and it's always a joy. It's very, very uplifting, every single song you'd ever do, and just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks, Nick.
You're so
thank
sweet.
You.
Thank you. God bless you, Nick.
Yeah, I love your song, too,
yes,
Stand
we
Up for
do.
America.
That's
oh, yeah.
so important. Wonderful.
We are going to be doing the second, another song that I'm very excited about within a month in the studio.
Oh.
So that's coming along, and I'm very
oh.
excited about that. So that's
going to
it's happening quite soon. Thank you.
Oh.
So anyhow, for my contact, I would certainly welcome any comments, suggestions, or questions that you may have. You can contact me at my email address, and that is NICKNYNY1, and that's the numeral 1, at gmail.com. Again, NICKNYNY1 at gmail.com. And the Urantia Book website, I'd like to give that out, which
yeah.
is URANTIABOOK. .org. It's an incredible website, beautifully designed, and there's so much there that you will absolutely appreciate it, including you can not only read the entire Urantia book, but you can hear it. It's all recorded, which is an amazing feat that they have done. So that's all
oh.
contained in that website. So I highly recommend to take a look at that.
Yes, we listen on the audio all the time. It's a wonderful way to learn the book more thoroughly.
Absolutely.
Well, thank Nick. I want to say thank you for your patience tonight because, you know, we had a lot of information to unload. You know, it's kind of going into a new phase, you know, for the world and for our ministry. So thank you for listening and hanging in there and being patient. We don't usually, you know, we don't usually read from a paper and, you know, unload this information a lot, but it's a special day. It's the what we're being told is the coronation of Machiaventa Melchizedek and his consort being,
yes.
you know, installed as new planetary rulers with a new start, you know, for our planet and hopefully for the United States of America. So thanks for hanging in there, Nick.
Yes, and you too,
absolutely.
Hercules. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being so patient with us.
if you'd like to play those two songs, if there's a better way of doing that, we could do that again for my show tomorrow night because it's a fairly different audience, and so they
uh-huh.
probably have not heard the song. So if there's a way to do a better job of transmitting that beautiful music, we could do that tomorrow night, Saturday night.
Well, how would we do that?
Well, I don't know if Hercules
you
has
can send
the time
them as,
to.
You could send them as files, and I could try to load them in the minutes before the show. If you could send them over as files.
I don't know if we can do that tomorrow. We're not going to be home tomorrow.
I'll gladly try my best.
Okay, well, we can try.
Yeah, unfortunately, guys, my brother is very ill. He's just gotten home from the hospital we're going to be over there all day tomorrow until the show. So,
well, you know what I'll do, Nick? I'll sing just small portions of them a cappella.
Hey, you got it. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that'll take pressure off of Hercules and us too. I appreciate you letting me sing a little bit of that. Thank you. Thanks.
Absolutely.
We're out of time,
look forward.
Unfortunately. So thank you all very much for a very thought-provoking, insightful, and empowering show. And I look forward to tomorrow where the saga unfolds some more. And thanks to a wonderful audience.
Thank you both.
whether you called in or whether you clicked on a button and found yourself here, until next time, this is us wishing you joyous journeys, amazing adventures, and love and light. Take care, everybody, and thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Much love to all.